A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 14 to 17. Then the disciples of John came to him with the question, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast on many occasions, but not your disciples?" Jesus answered them, "How can you expect wedding guests to mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast. No one patches an old coat with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for the patch will shrink and tear an even bigger hole in the coat. Besides, you don't put new wine in old wine skins. If you do, the wine skins will burst, and the wine be spilt. No, you put new wine in fresh skins, then both are preserved." In these days, we're following the narrative in Matthew's Gospel, following the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount, the bombshell of a program for social change that Jesus announces to his disciples and to the people from this mount in Galilee. The Dominican from South Africa, Albert Nolan, speaks of Jesus turning society upside down. And then in the next sentence says, really, he turns it right side up. "Blessed are the poor in spirit," Jesus tells them, "because this kingdom of God is theirs." Poor in spirit, people who are able to connect with the poor, to understand their issues, have compassion and empathy with people who have disabilities, the people who are in need of counseling. Blessed are the gentle. In this new society, they will be able to carry out their programs of good. Peacemakers will be the ones holding the society together. Those who are suffering in a just cause, they will be important people too. People listening to this, we listening too, say, well, this is a new type of idea for society. And yet, I think those Jews there in Galilee, somewhere inside a bell was ringing. Something was resounding deep in their hearts that these are correct. These are the ways that we should be living. These are the ways that Moses and those ancient teachers were trying to tell us about. So they listen more. I mean, how do we create the society? How do we act in it? He said, well, you go on living, but be sure when you speak truly and simply. Be ready to reach out to others, even those who are against you. Pray for those who are against you. Be willing to forgive others and even be ready to absorb insults and not always get your own back. When people come to you for help, reach out to them. Lend. Lend to people who even you know are not going to ever pay you back. Jesus also reaffirms them in their religious principles. They, Jews, for giving alms, praying, fasting, these are important things. He says, yes, do these things. Give to the poor, pray to God, fast, but don't do it in an ostentatious way just to see how holy you can be. Do it for God. Don't be judgmental of others so much. Look at yourself, too. So as they're listening to this, then Jesus begins to move from the mountain. They begin to follow him. A person comes along who's eaten up with leprosy, begging for help. Jesus heals this person. They meet a Roman centurion, not even one of their group, and he comes to Jesus and said, "My servant is dying. Please help. Come and help him." And Jesus said, your faith is great. And he praises him, and he heals his servant. Peter is one of his new disciples. His mother-in-law is sick. Not terribly sick, but she's not well. So Jesus goes to their house and heals her. She kind of represents a lot of the good people of that area. He brings her back to vitality and good health. And that's what the people are getting from Jesus, a sense of vitality. Here's someone who has a clear vision, and as the more they listen, they themselves, and we too, again, get to look around and see things in a different way, see people in a different way, and in a new way. And at the same time, remembering something else. It's new and yet it's old. Deep within us, and we realize that this is the way to be the best human being I can be. Jewish people probably thought, this is what Moses and those ancient teachers were trying to tell us. Probably as they're listening to Jesus and walking with him, the disciples especially, they kind of forget some of their religious practices a bit. And John's disciples notice this. They come to Jesus. This is a time when we're supposed to be fasting. We're fasting. The Pharisees are fasting. Why aren't your disciples fasting? Jesus says, look, the bridegroom is with them now. How can they fast and mourn? This is a wedding party. We're moving towards a new society. Yes, the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away. And then they'll fast. They will know suffering, because in their mission now to help bring the people, the kingdom of God to the people, certainly there will be times when they will have to suffer for this cause. Then Jesus gives them this beautiful example of the old coat torn up, ripped. And he said, no, you don't go and buy a brand new piece of cloth and not even, shrink it, wash it, or pre-shrink it, and then and sew it right onto the coat. Because if you do, when you wash the coat and the cloth will shrink and pull away from the coat. And even more to the point, when you have new wine now, you get new wineskins. The old wineskins are cracked, and they may burst, and the wine be wasted. So you put into new wineskins. He's saying to us, to the people around him, you can't do it. I'm telling you, you can't just sort of attach it onto your life now. These are truly transforming things, I'm telling you. And you must allow them to work within you, in your life. The restoration, it's a newness, and it's also a call to restore a kind of goodness to society that Jesus has come to do. The prophets often spoke of this, bringing about again among people the way God wants us to live. Amos, our prophet for today, we're reading the very last chapter in his book. He calls for a time of all the people coming together, all the nations coming in the name of the Lord, and the Lord giving them again the fullness of life, giving them a freedom, a sense of being able to work for the good of people. Amos, who most of his prophecy is criticizing the Jewish people and predicting their punishments they may have to undergo, in the end, like all the prophets, gives them this message of hope. And so we carry this message of hope with us as we go on today into whatever situation we may be called to. And we bring to people vitality, this new freedom that Jesus is giving us. We allow this Word of God to bring about the changes within us that we want to see.